what you waiting on? Checkers on your phone. This the Tony Sands Show, turn your radio on. Kelsey just turned down like a field goal, so we in the zone. Got games like a stadium, I'ma go ahead and pack the dome. I'm cooler, smoother, make you think with your medulla. You a student, I'ma school you with the facts that I'm producing. This is for the high schoolers, college students, nah. Everyone can do it, do this, I ain't new to this. My style is rich, it's lucrative, maneuver through it. You know it's fast only, you know it's so sensational. Like my big homie Tony, you could catch me every Monday at the kickoff on Sunday. I got these cold hard facts and we ain't talking Sundays. Co-host with Kelly Daly, shout out to the big homie. You know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. Co-hosting with Kelly Daly, you know it's facts only. You know I'm so sensational, like my big homie Tony.
Go BBS Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show here on BBS Radio. Kelsey, man, we're live here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Deerfield. When I say the wings are what they call Buffalo-tasius.
Deerfield Beach, Florida. We are enjoying the sunny, sunny weather of South Florida. And on this evening here, Tony, we got two stars that are going to make their college commitments right here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We're going to blow it out big down here in South Florida, as we always do on the Tony Sands Radio Show. Fasten your seatbelts.
And it's going to be a good one. This jet is about to take off.
Yes.
Take off, it's going to take off here from Buffalo Wild Wings. You're going to enjoy a two-hour live show. It is National Signing Show here on the Tony Sands. Kelsey, and over the years, we've been blessed.
Right.
To have some of the top athletes in the state of Florida to sign on the Tony Sands Show. I mean,
right.
You name them, they've been here from the top, from University of Miami to Alabama to Auburn. You name it, Florida State, even your school.
Even my school.
And it was a battle between Florida State and Miami because y'all got to understand, Kelsey is
I am repping the Seminoles this evening.
Guy. And I am.
And we got one possible Florida State hat up here, if y'all didn't know. It's one. So we in the jar. We might pull out of the jar. I'm letting you see. We might pull out of the jar. You know, we might pull out of the jar.
We got Clemson in the building. We got Nebraska in the building. We also got those that are watching from Oregon. The Ducks are in
Nebraska.
The building. The Ducks
got Nebraska in the building. So definitely all being accounted for. Big time, two big kids from Deerfield Beach High School, and these are very good talents on the defensive side of the ball. And as we talk about Deerfield Beach High School, we're talking about a top program that's doing very well and churning out a lot of athletes, Tony, out of the Broward County area.
Yes.
And they're up for possibly making a state run this year. So
yeah, let me tell you something. You know, when you think about some of the schools in the state of Florida, high school football in the state of Florida is what it is. It is the top, the cream of the crop, to what I call in the nation when it comes to recruiting.
Definitely.
We have more guys in the NFL. That means, guess what? And we looked at, even we had an opportunity, me and Kelsey made a bet on this, to where we was trying to figure out which school had the most NFL players. He tried to throw an active produce. You know, if you notice, there's a two-worded.
Some contracts didn't go through. Some contracts didn't go through. It shorted us some.
Plus producing.
Yeah, it shorted us some numbers.
That means he was trying to squeeze Florida State in there.
Yeah, I thought Florida State had more active players in the NFL.
Come on, Kelsey, but you got to understand. When
some contracts just didn't go through.
Producing. I told you to kick out the producer. We're just going to say active in the NFL. And the Miami Hurricanes.
Hey, I may have to bring back in the top producing, most top producing athletes right now in the NFL. Then we'll be out front. I know we'll be out front then.
But what I'm saying is, because you cannot, and I know Florida State is your team, and you love Florida State to no end.
Yes.
I can respect that. I understand that. But Florida State still, to me, in Miami, bad days, has not been able to surpass what they call that logo. Florida State, the Chief Osceola, cannot pass Sebastian. I don't care what you say. I would love to see them two squared off in the middle of the field.
Oh, it's going to happen this year.
Squared off in the middle of the field.
It's going to happen this year. October 6th, October 6th, Miami Gardens, be there or be square. It's going down. They're going to meet at the middle this year because I know the stadium going to be jumping.
But I hope
it's going
to
be
back,
jumping.
But it's a meeting that I want like it used to be, to where they square off in the middle of the field.
Oh, yeah. I think it will this year. I think it will this year. It will.
That's what I'm hoping, that it square
it
off.
It will.
Because I love this Oregon hat, though.
Anything that's Oregon is Nike's finest. Nike sends out its finest.
I love this Oregon hat. It is smoky.
And we got one of our local guys head coaches at Oregon, Mario Cristobal. Is a UM alum.
Yes, a
so,
UM alum.
You know,
he's
used to working these parts and getting players
shouts
from this
out
area.
To
yeah.
Mario Cristobal, who's been a plus for Alabama. He was, to me, was that integral piece of the Alabama recruiting.
Yeah.
He is, to me,
took their recruiting
to
another level.
To a whole nother level.
Yeah, it
He's
did.
He's been
it
able
did.
To do that. He did it in several places, was successful at FIU. So I am so excited to see how Mario Cristobal take and put the Oregon Ducks back the top of the pack.
Right. I know he's going to open that Florida pipeline.
Of course.
You
of
know,
course.
Yeah.
How could you not?
Yeah. He You're will open
Florida,
that Florida pipeline.
He understands
that
dynamic. You understand the dynamic
gotta,
of all that.
Yeah, you got to put it in your budget to come down here. Look, guys, I need two, three guys in Florida.
Of course. I guarantee, listen, two, three guys. And then, like I said, my main man is with Oregon also.
Who's that?
What? My main dude. Ooh. One of my main dudes. Ryan Bartow.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Ryan Bartow, two of my guys that
that's
I know,
right.
Ryan
Bartow
is at Oregon, and that's another pipeline back
yeah,
to the
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because he knows the ins and the outs and all
when
of
it
the
comes to
back streets of Florida. So, yeah.
When it comes to recruiting, there's nothing other better.
He'll find some nuggets.
Understand what it takes to make recruiting what it is.
Definitely.
So, when Oregon picked up Ryan Bartow, that was a plus.
Yeah,
You could not have found a better guy to handle your recruiting process for you to understanding kids, understanding what it takes for them to be successful than a Ryan Bartow. You got
major piece.
Listen, that was a major move.
Yeah, that
by
was.
Mario Cristobal, and it shows his expertise and understanding that you must win the recruiting war
Huge
in order to
move.
Compete at the national level.
Definitely.
And the NCAA college football. But let's get to this. It's been some interesting things also, Kelsey, that just came to light yesterday.
Big story.
In Columbus, Ohio.
Big story.
In Columbus, Ohio. Urban Meyer's allegations that he knew about domestic violence. That he knew about. And we got to understand, we are in this movement of the Me Too Title IX.
Yeah.
We are in this Me Too Title IX movement. And if you do not, if you have knowledge and you do not disclose, buddy, it can get hairy for you. It can get very hairy for you in this process. So he is in some hot water. And I knew it wouldn't be for long when you start saying you knew about allegations that you had knowledge of. Domestic violence. That it would not be long before you started sinking in this, what I call flushing the toilet bowl and watching it turn.
And one of the key things that Urban made, one of the key mistakes I want to say that Urban made in this particular situation that's taking place right now at Ohio State is that he came out and he said, I had no knowledge of this going on.
Yes.
Now there are reports that are coming out as they dive deeper into this story that the receivers coach that
Correct.
Was fired from last week.
Correct.
Who was accused of the domestic abuse on his wife, that one, Urban's wife and that coach's wife, they were good friends. They were really close. They spent a lot of time
close.
Together.
You got to understand why they spent so much time. Earl Bruce, who used to be star coach for Ohio State. When you think about Ohio State, you think about Earl Bruce, you think about Woody Hayes. These are names that you think about when it comes to this. Earl Bruce, that was his grandson.
Mm-hmm.
He mentored
Urban Meyer.
So now,
right.
Guess what? It becomes almost a family thing that you probably, that it was caught in. Do I protect the
right.
family? Do I protect the brand? Do I protect everything involved? Do I protect the wins? Do I sacrifice the wins
mm-hmm.
for the sake of domestic violence?
Right. Do I turn a cheek to it? Which is, it seems to be that's what he may have done. But just to say
yes,
that I have no knowledge.
When you have already counseled him.
You have already.
The allegation that you had already
yeah.
counseled him in 2009. And then to say that 9 calls were made to this home in Columbus, Ohio, is kind of.
By the authorities. Yeah,
sharp,
by the 911.
It's kind of hard for me to believe that you had no knowledge as a head coach, because I've been on the staff and watched that and been a player.
Yeah.
The coaches tend to know everything.
Yeah, and we see this all the time, that coaches, it comes back out
yes.
at the end of the story that, yeah, well,
everything.
The coach had knowledge and he knew, you know.
What was going on.
Yeah, so.
But Kessler, let's get into, we're going to have our Doug to play. Doug, if you can, play me a minute of this soundbite from Urban Meyer's that was played on ESPN, and it's going to get a little bit into, did Urban Meyer have knowledge of what was going on?
Now, last week, Meyer was asked about Zach Smith at the Big Ten Media Days shortly after Smith had been fired by the university. You're going to see this here. This is a very important piece in all of this. Urban Meyer was asked at that time, bear in mind we're talking about the day after the firing or thereabouts, he was asked at that time how much he knew of Smith's transgressions, and here's what he said.
Urban, you said earlier that you were aware of the incident with Zach in 2009. Your inquiry into 2015 was unfounded. You couldn't find anything. Why fire Zach now if you had kept him on staff after 2009?
Well, I am going to address the 2009 because I've been asked about that. 2009, Zach was an intern, a very young couple. As I do any time that I imagine most coaches or people in leadership positions, you receive a phone call, first thing you do is tell your boss, let the experts do their jobs. We're certainly not going to investigate. It came back to me that what was reported wasn't actually what happened. And so Shelly and I actually both got involved because of our relationship with that family and advised for counseling and wanted to help as we move forward.
And you got a chance to hear as this story was being broken, and he had to address the issue because guess what? It had been brought to light. You cannot scapegoat around and
no,
say now that you
not.
Did not know, because when the story was broke, the text message, the reporter had a chance to look at the text, all the text messages.
So they're still
to
there.
Columbus
yeah.
to find out, to meet with the wife, to see just what was going on
right.
in all of this. And when Brent McMurphy winded up in Columbus, Ohio, got a chance to speak with
right.
the wife. And what she entailed was some evidence of text messages where she text messaged Urban Meyer's wife
right.
to find out
directly.
What was going
text
on.
Her
so
directly.
Now, okay, Urban Meyer's wife repeated that, hey, listen, I'm going to have to tell Urban. Her exact words was, go ahead, tell him, as if you need to tell him to enlighten him.
That, so that what, he'll know.
If this hits the fan, he will not have no knowledge of it. And
right.
just if we found out in certain cases with coaches, they tell you, guess what? It ain't, you can't say that you didn't know.
Yeah.
Saying that you
can't,
didn't know
is
not.
That's
excuse.
Almost an admission to guilt, saying
yes.
that you didn't know. And
you
especially
know.
In at this
we
particular
seen,
time.
As you've seen,
you
and
know,
we'll get into it a little bit. I get into the topic. Rick Pitino came out to say that he did not
no,
know.
There's another situation.
That prostitutes.
Yeah.
And go-go
at
dance
University of Louisville
with his situation, come to find out.
Yep.
Guess what? There he had knowledge
he had
of it.
Knowledge of
and
it.
They brought that to light, and it's coming out now even more and more. And I'll get into that a little bit, but let's stay on this story. And it's costing Urban Meyer already. Because
oh, yeah.
Bob Evans Restaurant has announced that they were putting their relationship with Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer's on hold days after the school stated it was placing him on paid administrative leave.
A vacation leave. So he got paid to go on a vacation to get away from this while they deal with it.
Because you cannot just outright fire Urban Meyer. You got to prove that Urban Meyer either did or did not have knowledge. Did his wife.
You do have to prove it.
Did his wife go to Urban and tell him, show him the texts, show him the physical abuse, because there are pictures out of this situation. So if Urban Meyer did not have knowledge, will we see Urban Meyer's game one? Will we see Urban Meyer's game one?
You know what? I think now, since you've separated him from the program, I think now, until you get to the total bottom of this, and there's so much evidence that has came from the victim, and you know, through the text, and then the photos of the abuse where he grabbed her, I mean, it would have to be totally, totally acquitted through the authorities and the law and the investigation for Urban to come back. I don't see Urban coaching the first game. I don't think that that's enough time. Even when we went back and we did through the Louisville story and everything with that, we know that took a while to play out. But one of the things that Louisville did in their situation, kind of different from Ohio State. So both situations, yes, they are slightly different, but both schools are taking a different road in this. Rick Pitino was never ousted or put on paid administrative leave.
Now, in that situation, Rick Pitino really was stating, hey, I had no knowledge.
Right.
Because no one close to him like his wife had knowledge.
Right.
And that's the difference in Urban Meyer's, because they are saying to themselves, there were 9 calls made.
Mm-hmm.
This is Earl Bruce's grandson. Earl Bruce is your mentor. The wife has stated, and they didn't pull this until after those text messages and pictures were revealed.
Right.
In 2015, her husband pushed her. When Zach pushed her, that's when I think she said she had enough, because the kids were around.
Right.
The kids were around.
Choke slammed her also.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and she said this was a regular thing for Zach that he did. Allegations that this was a regular thing for Zach that he did.
Right.
We're live. He also had the Buffalo Wild Wings. For those that are just joining us, we're talking Urban Meyer's. But we're going to head to a commercial. And while we head to this commercial, we're going to play one of my favorite songs. One of my favorite songs. And we're coming back here live at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Live Tony Sands radio show.
What they are. It is not an eating contest, but it can be here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We're back here live on the Tony Sands Show. I am Tony Sands. We're live broadcasting live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Deerfield Beach, Florida, off Federal Highway between 10th Street and Sampa. Make your way here. This place is getting packed. Listen, I'm sitting here drinking me a sweet iced tea. For those that are watching me on Facebook, you can see I'm drinking a sweet iced tea. For those that are not, you just got to be able to understand the
his favorite drink. That's his favorite drink. Sweet tea. He'll drive all around town for a sweet tea.
Oh, yeah, you know it. You know it. Listen. When I'm eating Buffalo Wild Wings, you cannot have nothing but a sweet tea. Kelsey ordered him water.
I think as you get older, you do drink more and more tea, because I buy it by the gallon at home. Buy it by the gallon.
We try to say we stand away from the sugar drinks like the soda, but we tend at this age to move and gravitate more toward the tea. But if you got a chance to hear that sound bite, Kelsey, more and more of this sound bite that went into this Urban Meyer situation. And as I told you before we left for commercial, Urban Meyer is starting to lose money in this whole ordeal when it comes to his branding. Not only his branding, but his
legacy.
Legacy.
When you're talking about coaching legacy.
How does his legacy continue out in this? How does his legacy continue out? Does his legacy continue out?
I think right now is a crucial time in terms of Urban Meyer, and because you got to look at. They're ranked in the top five right now. Ohio State is ranked in the top five right now. So they're expected to make some noise this year in the college football playoff scene and the national championship playoff scene. So you're talking about now having to put interim coaches in place of what, you know, you may be building up there. And then also now, what about your recruiting going forward too? So now you're talking about once you remove him.
I think it does
because even me and you talked about it before when you're talking about schools like Florida State and what they went through at last minute last year with Jimbo Fisher and then how their recruiting slumped off because of that change last minute.
Now, but that's what we always tell kids. Do not pick a school the coach because just like this playing out,
anything can happen.
You're getting ready to go into the season, and all of a sudden, guess what? The bottom falls out.
Yeah, the bottom falls out, and now,
Now, imagine those guys that's just reported. That just reported because, as a matter of fact, Ohio State go start camp tomorrow.
Right.
So imagine what's going through in Columbus with all this. But imagine what you think is like in Urban Meyer's home.
In his home?
Yeah, in his home with his wife. How do you?
I think they're like hush hush. Let's not talk about it.
But now, do you throw your wife under the bus? Do you throw Zach under the bus? Do you throw his wife under the bus? Who do you throw under the bus to try to sacrifice your success?
I don't think they can throw anybody under the bus. I think now, Tony, they're just looking at salvaging the thing. I think Urban Meyer in this particular situation, because remember, in Florida, he was able to wiggle out of a lot of things that happened at University of Florida.
Correct.
I think this one right here may be a
if his wife come out
a
and
reality.
Say, if his wife come out and say that she didn't tell Urban, she didn't want to tell Urban because he had a lot on his plate. He was recruiting. She didn't want. I mean,
right.
She didn't tell him. So now, how do you got to actually prove that Urban Meyer did not know? I mean, may have had knowledge. You got to prove that. That's going to be a. You got to. Only thing they got right now is that it's hard to say, and it goes back to if you didn't know, you still are guilty because you must know what is going on your team.
Now, if you say, now this is Pandora's box.
Yep,
we're opening Pandora's box now.
Correct.
If Urban Meyer, we already said that I think that he made a wrong move in saying that I did not have any
knowledge
of it.
I think he was caught off guard.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He was caught off guard, so he had to try to say something because he couldn't say.
To try to salvage it.
To try to salvage what was happening. He had to say something along the lines that, hey, this.
But now he said it. Now the cat's out of the bag.
You
stood on one side of the fence.
You
now, does the media swallow you up?
Oh, yeah.
In terms of
diving
into this, because if Urban tries to say, okay, I don't, the information never got to me. It didn't get from my wife to me. Now you're saying that, okay, prove it. Prove it. Prove that it gotten, that the information has gotten to me.
On that contract, Urban Meyer is going to tell you, prove it.
Ooh, that's a lot. Now you're like opening up the investigation to say, okay, well, authorities, media.
Do you give up your contract? Do you put in some type of fight? How many coaches do you hear in the beginning say, I had no knowledge of it? I didn't understand what was going on before they found out or somebody found
right.
out. You had knowledge. Right now, we got to figure out, did Urban Meyer have any knowledge that there was domestic abuse going on? I know you and I may think one thing,
right.
but it's something that we still got to prove.
But
we still got to prove that.
Going off of history, we have said that it has come out almost every single time that the coach has had knowledge.
Right.
Do you in this situation, as being Urban, what do you think? Tony, sometimes, like they say, you got to know when to fold them.
But if you fold them too early, if you fold this too early, I still say you got to throw somebody under the bus, though. Somebody still got to be thrown up under the bus.
You don't throw your wife up under the bus, Tony. Cut it out.
I don't know. Do she give up the livelihood to say, okay, if I say he had knowledge? He had knowledge. My wife told me that even makes it look worse because now guess what? Because she's already in hot water because she works for the university. So it's almost you must It's a must. You must indulge. You must tell.
Yeah.
You cannot say that I did not know what was going on.
You got to report it.
Contract, understanding Urban's new contract, it clearly states that you must tell, because I think they was looking at how Urban had dealt with situations in the past at the University of Florida.
Correct. And
at the University of Florida.
They definitely looking at that.
What's going on? I see you.
They definitely looking
at
that.
That's what I'm saying. So if he dealt with that situation in Florida and he would have dealt with it, I don't know. I would love to see how many coaches have that clause in their contract to state that you must do this. If you do not tell. And that's what he's, understand people, Urban hasn't committed a crime. But when you are the highest paid employee in the state, you're CEO of a company. It is to your best advantage. It is to you that you must report.
If you would have told
his supervisors, and understand, this is the same thing that happened. Penn State, that got so many people in trouble.
Correct.
Michigan State just recently.
Correct.
They did not tell, and that's what they was trying to prove. In these situations, did you have knowledge that this stuff was going on? Once we prove that there was knowledge and you continue to let this abuse take place, it's going to cost them down the line.
Yeah,
we're out here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Deerfield Beach, Florida, as we get ready for the Bucks. Two of the Bucks.
Deerfield Bucks as they make their state run this year.
And like you said, they are trying to make the state run. Urban Meyer is trying to survive this storm that just hit Columbus.
Yeah,
I can imagine how
hurricane coming.
How many reporters are in Columbus at this? Because they open up against Oregon State. They open up September 1, 1 o'clock against Oregon State.
And the thing about Columbus is that the school is like almost the central. Yep. Hub of Columbus. Everything
Columbus
runs through that school.
It's the central hub of Ohio.
Of Ohio, period, huh?
That's OHIO.
Buckeyes. That is a big program. You're talking about no way around that you can get away from, you know, something this large.
You can't get away from that, Kelsey. I don't care.
Every news, every media, day after day. It's going to be hard for them players to concentrate. It's definitely going to be hard for them players to concentrate.
They've been probably briefed. Do not say anything as you're walking to and from class.
Right.
Keep yourself quiet. We don't want, you know, you don't answer no questions, because the questions are going to be answered.
Yeah.
And then imagine the recruits that are getting ready, as you say, getting ready to come on to visit this campus with upcoming visits. Do they continue to visit the campus? Do they visit this campus, or do they say, I think I'm going to hold off and I'm going to wait till this smoke screen clears. But now what do some of their moms say?
I think they got a lot of interim coaches filling in. So now you're talking about trying to hold this thing together with interim coaches.
Yeah.
They have Brian Hartline, who's an alumni, former Miami Dolphins wide receiver. And he's filling in. But, I mean, when you're talking about, you know, these schools are in the main time of their recruiting right now because, you got the early, the early signing period.
Yes.
So it's tough. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be
repercussions from this. If he does somehow find a way or it works out for him to come back, it will be a ripple effect that will affect the program one way or the other. So it's unfortunate that it happened at this particular time, but, right is right. And, we have to stand up for the victims in this particular case and make sure that, are put out there and justice is served. So, at the end of the day,
this thing is going to play out and it's will some head. Now, my thing is that she also stated, Kelsey, that a lot of those coaches knew. She said every coach wife knew on that staff, knew that.
I would imagine because they share time together. When you're on a coaching staff, especially a college coaching staff, when you're away from the program, the the only other sharing time that you have is with the coaching staff and their family. So the head coach tries to build that camaraderie with the families being involved. So it's a picnic, it's a gathering, it's a dinner, it's a banquet.
Correct.
And they're all together. So now you're talking about, you know, they spend a lot of time together. So definitely the other families, you know, she said that they were aware.
But they
all I'm pretty sure she sent out the information to them.
Charm in here at Buffalo Wild Wings with me and Kelsey. You can hit us up on 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. We're live here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes, yes, Buffalo Wild Wings.
The Sun Sentinel, my main man from the Sun Sentinel, has just come into the building.
Filling
this
in.
Is what it is. Listen, man, we're having fun here at Buffalo Wild Wings. As a matter of fact, come on in, sit down, and let's rap with me. Come on, rap with me. Come on. Come on in, rap with me. Kessler, come on that way. We're bringing the Sun Sentinel to the room. This is what we love to do here on the Tony Sands Show. But Kessler, let's shift gears. Let's shift gears and get out of the Urban Meyers. We got to move away from Urban Meyers and get away from what we're getting ready to get into today. This is Buffalo Wild Wings, Delphi Beach, Florida. We're getting in ready to get into G-Mon, Ebert, and Brandon Dorless. Listen, they're making their commits here today.
Yeah.
We're going to head to a quick commercial here on the Tony Sands Show. We're going to come back live at Buffalo Wild Wings as we get this thing rolling here in Delphi Beach, Florida. It is a Buck extravaganza. If you was watching me on Facebook, you can see this big old Buck, man, him standing up on the side of me. He keeping me guarded, keeping me protected here on the Tony Sands Show. We're heading to a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Yes, yes.
To the Tony Sands Show. But I got my main man joining me here for the Sun Sentinel. Tell me, you traveled around all over from Palm Beach to Broward.
Yeah.
And now we're going to break down because Kelsey has his rankings that he feels is his ranking, but and I know he probably has at the top of his ranking, but we're going to see where you feel is his list on point. Kelsey, give us your list first. Give us your list. We're talking
all
high school football here in South Florida.
All right, let's see what we got. Top five high school teams in Broward County right here is what I got. I got St. Thomas at number one. I have American Heritage at number two.
Wait a minute. Hold up, Kelsey. With American Heritage losing all that it lost last year, and you saying that they're number two? When you lose both your safeties,
right?
I mean, both your corners,
right? They are they reload.
How do you replace? I'm trying to figure out how do you replace practically number one and number two corner in the country, and you still put them at number one?
I got them at number two. I got them at number two.
What?
Just because of.
I don't think they win that district, though, Kelsey.
I'm going with coaching on this. I'm going with coaching on this one until the younger guys come around later in the season. I think that
you can't coach what you don't have. What
they can really come in right now.
I'll tell you, with
Gibbons at three. I should have put Gibbons. Gibbons right here at three.
To make it two.
Yeah, Gibbons at three, and then I got Deerfield at four.
Based on just the logic of Cardinal Gibbons was 1 point in triple overtime away from American Heritage last year with all the talent that American Heritage lost. Based on that, you could believe, okay, this is Gibbons' time, and it just might be. Now, at American Heritage, what they're saying is they have that championship tradition established.
Right.
That those kids that have been to the program and then some additional transfers that they've added.
Right, that pedigree. Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Along with that pedigree that they've established there. We'll keep them there. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, you can't go wrong either way.
I would say all of these teams are close.
They're close,
Tony.
Kelsey is wrong.
These teams are close.
When you look at what American Heritage lost last year.
Right.
Gibbons didn't lose much.
No, they didn't.
Now, how are you going to take a team that has lost pretty much their – I mean, when you talk about defense, pretty much is like stripped. You're starting over, and you can't match two top corners. I don't.
Now the Heritage defense isn't stripped either.
So
they have guys that they've developed over
right,
time.
Right, they've developed, but how do you develop a number one and possibly a number two corner? That's like saying, what I want to say. Denver, team like Denver, you get rid of Tlaib and Chris in their prime and say, okay, we're going to start up. Now we're going to be able to match. And that was, now you got to remember, remember, you're saying Cardon Gibbons, you're putting at three. If you put Cardon Gibbons at three coming back into this, and they've almost won that game. I was at that game, probably one of the most exciting high school games I've ever seen.
Right.
And you put them
number
still.
One for me.
I mean, you can't ask for a better game. And that's with me playing and with me watching. I've never seen a high school game better than that at all.
So now, if that's if they were that close,
and I'm
going off of Heritage just has been on that top. They've been in
you're
that district.
You're going on past.
You gotta go ahead and knock them off with that pedigree first. I'm putting them next to each other. Two and three. Two and three.
2.5 and 2.5.
Yeah, there you go. 2A, 2B.
No,
2A, 2B.
You gotta get Cardinal Gibbons. You gotta get Cardinal Gibbons.
But they're going defending back into champs, though.
Power, if you look at power rankings, you gotta get a power ranking spot to Cardinal Gibbons from the simple fact of what they're returning. They return their starting quarterback back.
Right, yeah.
Their receivers.
Yep.
You, I mean, most
guys on the defense returning.
So when you look at that, how do you I would say when I'm looking at this, and what round out your top five, and so that way we can continue to break it down. Who is your number four?
Number four is Deerfield.
Okay. And you had Cardinal. Okay, this is my
so
way.
Chaminade to
yeah, I'm moving Chaminade to five. I'm moving Chaminade to five.
So you're dropping Chaminade down to five. This is my rankings of how I see this year going into the preseason.
Go ahead. What you got? Season. What you got?
I'm going to go St. Thomas.
Right.
I'm going to go Deerfield.
Okay.
Then I would go Cardinal Gibbons. Then I would go American Heritage and then Chaminade.
And then Chaminade?
Yeah. That's how I see this is playing out right off the bat.
And can't be counted out. You have to mention University School here.
Yeah, which, University which is School that, is doing everything.
Yeah.
You can't eliminate them.
Yeah, in Broward County, you definitely have a top six, and you know, and then I mean, you even go down the list even further. But we got to stop it at some point. But,
yeah.
Because I mean, you know, Broward County is always loaded. So
it is, especially
right now.
Especially right now, because most of these teams are going to play each other. You got St. Thomas is going to play Deerfield.
Correct.
Right.
Chaminade, and then
American Heritage is going to play Gibbons, and Chaminade plays University School. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So you're talking about each one of these teams are going to get a shot at each other to really establish that.
Now, my only thing is when I look at American Heritage and the way that play out, the only thing is that, you know, I think Gibbons kids now are convinced that they can knock off American Heritage. They've come
the year before.
They've been knocking at the door.
Yeah. Getting over that mental hump.
I think this is Coach DeBuck's year to make that run and really complete his coaching pedigree right off the bat.
Right.
And they have that target on American Heritage.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing, now they won't look ahead. They won't do anything like that. But you have to make sure those players don't just focus on Heritage. They got Miami Central week one. So, you know, they just got to make sure they take it one week at a time, the old cliche, and they'll be all right, which they did a good job of last year, too, because they won every game aside from those two against American Heritage, and one in the regular season, one in the postseason.
And that's what I'm talking about. We're live here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We're getting ready for the signing of G-Mo.
Hey, the bus must have just pulled up. Tony, I think the bus just pulled up.
Yeah, the bus. Listen, I got V-Tech.
You got V-Tech over there.
I got Clemson.
I got to grab this one. I got to make sure
OU,
I grab this one.
Boomer Sooner.
I got to grab that one.
We have an Oregon.
Get Oregon. I'm not grabbing the Gators. I just can't make myself to grab that one.
He don't want to touch this Gator.
We got Oregon.
I don't know why, but I'm going to go ahead and touch it on.
So,
we do have the Gators. So when you look at Division I schools, you're talking about the cream of the crop of schools at the Division I level when you look at all these hats. How do you – give me your opinion on where do you see G-Mon himself fitting and what
– Where he fits, I mean, yeah, he's a tremendous 3-4 outside linebacker. So out of the top five that he has, I mean, Oregon, where he just visited, could be a really good fit. Nebraska, Oklahoma, I can see him fitting in all these. We'll find out which one he selects. I know Coach Javon Glenn always – pitches that best fit for his players.
Correct.
For sure. So, you know, doesn't play favorites with any schools. It's where does that player have the best chance to excel? I think one of those a little bit more than Florida State. I think they're in there more, you know, hometown. vibe, but I mean, he could really fit at any of those.
When you say Florida State, you had Kelsey ears that's keened up. His ears went straight through the roof with a Florida State. How do you see Brandon playing out, and where do you see that? What's a possible best fit for Brandon?
But yeah, Brandon can fit a lot of places. And I mean, we're just seeing him get started.
Yes.
The defensive end that just committed to full-time playing football just recently.
Correct.
His recruitment really picked up over the spring. So he was playing basketball, and it kind of football was secondary.
Right.
But so since he put that focus on football, I mean, he's just a tremendous defensive end that could fit with any one of those schools in that top five. And I mean, keep an eye on Virginia Tech, possibly. I mean, that's what a lot of people are predicting. So we'll see if that indeed is what he selects in a little bit. And it's going to be exciting.
And Virginia Tech is definitely, you know, they're known for having good defensive players and good defensive ends and things like that. So I think that, you know, hey, they're definitely in there, you know, to be chosen.
That's what I'm saying. When you look at, now I say that's why when I look at Deerfield, and that's why I rank Deerfield where I'm ranking them, because you cannot have that much tremendous strength on a defense and not be up in that top three. Not in that top three. And as you understand, even with when it comes to St. Thomas, technically when we look at Broward County, Deerfield has been their Achilles heel.
Yeah.
Deerfield has been the Achilles heel to St. Thomas. We're going to head to a commercial break. We're going to get settled here at Buffalo Wild Wings, and we're getting ready.
It's getting crowded up in here, Tony.
Commitment. It is getting crowded. If you're on your way to Buffalo Wild Wings, if you're exiting off 95, get off. Sample Road, head east, Federal Highway.
Head east, Federal Highway. Come on and join us. Have a little fun.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
All right.
We're back here live on the Tony Sands Show. I am Tony Sands.
Yes,
we're
yes,
live
yes.
from Buffalo Wild Wings here in Deerfield, and this place is hot. When I say that it is a pack house, we do have two national signings. We're going to find out where these young men decide to spend their 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. We're going to find out where Javon and Brandon want to reside and want to show off their talent. As LeBron James say, he took his talent to South Beach. We're going to find out. Is it
where they taking their talents?
Is it?
I already know.
Is it
we call
home in Oklahoma?
No.
What about Tallahassee?
Lord,
loves Tallahassee to death.
Seminole, we're going to put him in a Seminole dorm room.
But without further ado, we got the head coach of both of these men. Coach Glenn, what's going on, man? How's it going, man?
Oh, pretty good, man. It's a pleasure to be here. It's that time of year again. We seem to keep meeting here the last couple of years at this time. It's a great
telling
opportunity.
You, man, this is a special place. Buffalo Wild Wings is a place where, listen, we're in Deerfield.
Right.
And this
is crazy.
Probably you couldn't find a better venue to host.
This
We've
is
been at a couple of venues prior to this. But when I say this is the best venue, Buffalo Wild Wings, this is the best venue.
Yeah, I think this is perfect. This is
so
nice.
We're going to get ready.
This is good.
Put this thing into effect. Coach, what is it like, first of all, coaching G-Mon? Let's break G-Mon down. What is it like coaching this show?
Oh, man, it's been a pleasure. It's one of those throwback, those kids that you can say is an absolute dog. I mean, I had him from summer of his eighth grade year. I mean, he's one of those kids that was a Little League legend. I mean, you had every school in South Florida trying to get him to come there, all the private schools. But he saw something in me, and his family saw something in me, and I tried to reward him with everything I had, and he did the same. So he's... You know, they try to say coaches don't have favorites, but he's special to me just because that's the first kid that committed to come play for me, you know, as a middle schooler when I first got the job. So he took a leap of faith, and I like to say that, you know, we both were blessings to each other.
And Coach, you said his family saw something in you. What was it you think that they saw in you that made them decide that, hey, listen, I want my son to go and not only be coached by this guy, by my son, but mentored by a coach?
I think for the most part, if I could speak for them, they saw the drive in me, determination, the work ethic, the consistency.
Correct.
Like I said, this is my fourth year as the head coach at Deerfield Beach, but I've been there as an assistant coach for 12 years. I mean, I started there as the defensive line coach and the laundry
Correct.
Guy.
Okay.
So, you know, right now I'm the head coach and the laundry
guy. Hold on, because you said you started as the laundry guy.
Laundry
so
guy.
So, I mean, you're a guy that you understand from the washing of the jerseys all the way up to what it means to become a head coach. And very few coaches understands to what it takes to be a laundry guy, because we hear about it a lot in the college rank when you're talking about a guy that's a GA that made his way all the way up, but it's very rare that we see that at the high school level where you can say, hey, I understand
right. Deeply.
To every extent, I understand it till its fullest. You understand that. With you being the laundry guy at one time, what was you able to find that made Dib feel special coming from just as a laundry guy?
I mean, I saw the passion of the kids. I mean, not only ones that I was currently coaching or that were currently in the school in the hallways at that time, but when you see guys like Denard Robinson come back,
yes.
You see Jason Pierre-Paul, Sakadu, I mean, they love Deerfield.
Yes.
And yeah. I've been here. I mean, I coached basketball. I've coached track. I've coached everything here. And just to see people, we've kind of got that small-town feel you'll get in one of those very rural states.
Yes.
But we've
yes.
got that in Deerfield. We kind of got our own little thing where we can have, you know, that real close-knit family that everybody knows everybody. And that's something I love.
And I've always said that that Deerfield in Broward, when you're talking about alumni and strong support, I've always said Deerfield is right up there, you know, when you're talking about one of the strongest alumni in Broward County.
Yes, sir.
So and supporting the kids and definitely – and I know from my own experience – I hated to go to Deerfield. I hated to play in Deerfield. So I know it's they really take it seriously. They really support, the kids and the school and the sports behind the school. So I know, you know, it's something major, and you can look around here and see how major it is. And you're doing a great job. Doing a great job.
Appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
And you are a guy that you spend – and I say, I've never seen a coach do the things that you do. And from a standpoint of, you make sure that you always, you take your guys on the road. What I mean by taking them on the road, explain what goes into you guys getting prepared at the beginning of the summer when it comes to making sure that your kids get seen by a lot of schools. What go into that?
Well, when I was an assistant coach, I would see, high school football is a beautiful thing, especially in South Florida, the best talent in the world. But there are a bunch of creeps, a bunch of no-goods that are hanging around with these kids. And I would see kids getting taken advantage of late. And I said, when I got the chance, I was going for the kids that I'm responsible for, I'm going to give them everything I got. I'm going to make sure they don't have to deal with those guys. I'm going to make sure parents don't have to deal with shady characters. Like, I'm going to be that guy. It's going to make me have some longer days. I was going to take a hit financially, but it's worth it for days like this. So that was something that I saw. Like I wanted to, and you know, they say you can't change the world. You can change your part of the world, your section. And that's what I'm trying to do.
But like you say, you can change one kid that'll change someone else, that'll change someone else. And if we continue to think along those lines, what you are doing will make an impact on this community and everywhere that one of these kids go, because wherever they go off at, they represent Buck Pride. Your kids are different in your community. I've always said that. Your kids, one thing about, if you grew up as a Buck Pride, I don't care who come knocking at your door to come play. They want to play for Buck Pride. I've seen it several times. I've had the opportunity to coach a lot of these guys. Now, when you, and let's talk about coaching, especially when you're on the road. Coach, you're on the road on this trip. And let our audience know, people that don't understand what I'm talking about when I say that you guys travel on the road. What goes into planning a trip like this? Because you guys are on the road how many days?
Yeah,
12 to 13 days. This summer we visited 36 schools in 13 days. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes.
We're grinding. Sometimes three, four states. 5-6 schools in one day sometimes.
How
really
many guys do you normally take on this trip with you?
This year we took 40. We usually try to take 32 to 40. We take a large group out. So, that's something that, we do it a little differently than the others. It's beautiful. This year I laughed a lot with my kids. We were in just leaving Ole Miss, heading down to go to Mississippi State, get ready to go to Jackson State. Uh-huh. And the check engine lights came on all three of the vans. So we had to go get oil changes on the vans while we're out on the road.
Now, Coach, like you say, you had to, and that goes into all the preparing, all the training, but you have that many kids on the road for that many days. What is it like coaching and being a parent to that many? Because I know, I have three and plus my grands, and boy, that's a handful. Imagine you have over 40 kids that you have to be a parent to, because you are a parent.
Yeah.
You have, coaches always say wear several hats. You wear several hats. What is it like coaching that many guys and making sure that that many guys stay the course when you guys are out representing Buck Rock?
Well, first and foremost, we want to make sure we take the right kids out on the road. Guys that are driven, guys that are focused, guys that understand it's a business trip. We're going out to try to put money in your mom, your dad, your pockets by earning one of these scholarships. So we got to make sure we're taking that. And then we do a lot of stuff, I mean, day in, day out, where we create that family atmosphere. I don't consider them as players. They probably don't consider me as coach. I'm probably uncle or whatever. Because when we get out there in that world,
that's unk.
So I'm creeping up into that age range now. I got to go ahead and wear that hat and wear it peacefully.
Yes, that unk hat.
Yeah, but believe it or not, we don't have a million rules. I mean, we got one rule around our program is do the right thing. And that'll keep you out of a lot of situations.
Yeah. Now, Coach, you're getting ready to go into the season. You guys are practicing and getting ready in what I call the dog days of summer.
Yes.
How do you keep your kids focused on what's in front of them when they're trying to look down the road?
I believe that as a coach, if you wait to the season to try to get them to focus on what's important in the season, you're too late. You got to be doing that. That's got to be a daily routine, a daily ritual. You got to make, you know, in our case, you got to make Buck Pride football on the most important thing. Everything else will be extra. Like if you give everything you got to Deerfield Beach football, Deerfield Beach football is going to give everything it has to you. And then a lot of great things are going to come for that relationship.
And everybody understand this. For those that are just joining the Tony Sands Show, we're live here at Buffalo Wild Wings. And it's been a pleasure. We're here at the signing committee of G-Mon and Brandon. You're listening now to Coach Glenn as he breaks this down. Coach, break this down and tell me what makes these kids, and you know, is so many kids commit all during the summer. They commit all. What made these kids feel at this point, commit to whatever school they're going to commit to, that it was time for them to make that commitment?
I think the good thing about our kids with our college tours, like you get a kid like G-Mon Efer's been to over 103 unofficial visits all across the country. Now, Brandon, he's been with us 2 years, so he's up around 64. So they've seen a lot. So now they're not going to be really attracted or falling for the fluff that's around college. Yeah. So everybody's got nice facilities.
The honeymoon stage.
So what I do is I take care of the honeymoon stage so they can get to this so and that. Just get married, baby.
Now, Coach, you got a lot of schools that come to your school. I think, if I'm not mistaken, when Nick Saban came in, he landed some type of helicopter on the campus.
Yeah, he knocked some dirt around in the stadium.
Did he blow a lot of wind around when he? Yeah. So at what point did you guys knew that he was going to land that helicopter on you guys' field?
Well, probably maybe 30 minutes before. You know, Coach Saban is one of those guys, he likes to come in stealth.
Yeah.
So he kind of just arrived, and you kind of got to make time for him. That's the national champ.
You got to stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever seen anything? What are some of the strangest things you may have seen some head coaches do upon their arrival to Buck Rock?
I saw Let me see. What some head coaches or just coaches?
Head coaches. I mean, you know, mainly.
Well, he's a head coach now. Yeah. He was an assistant coach then. Uh-huh. I remember 2015, Aaron Robinson was committed to Florida. Uh-huh. And I think Alabama had just got on, put him on his board, saw his film, and they had decided they really wanted him. So in the recruiting period, Mario Cristobal used to be at our school. We take in school at 7:25. I would see Mario Cristobal every Monday at 7:22.
Wow.
At the gate.
Wow.
And I was like, this is real. You know, some people tell you, like, oh, you know, it's the Bama. That's why, hate it or love it, the big boys do big boy things.
That's why, like I say, you talk about a coach like Mario Cristobal, who's deeply from South Florida, have got that opportunity at a major school, and now he's back recruiting some of your guys, because one of the hats of Oregon is sitting here in front of us. What are some of the things that you let head coaches know that you expect out of them once one of your kids either commit or sign to go there? What's some of the things that you want them to be able to do as far as the communication and making sure that they make sure that your kids' safety, athletic ability is utmost, at your utmost?
Yeah, most definitely. What I do is, I mean, every school that one of my kids go to, I'm going to be on the contact list academically. Yeah, okay. I know their mom and dad will be there, but I want to know if my kid is starting to struggle, if he's having anything. I want you guys to contact me. And I want to, the same way a father or a mother would pass their son or child off to me, I got those same siblings and I pass them off to them. I want you to do right by my kid. Hold them accountable. Because I should, if I've done my job discipline-wise and created a foundation for him, he knows right from wrong. He knows what to do. And I want you to be able to continue that and take him even further in his life.
And that's the beauty. I think that's what makes you, to in my eyes, and I've been around, you know, a lot of coaches around this county. And when it comes to certain things, you stand above the rest. And I'll tell you that, and I've seen a lot of coaches, I've been around a lot of coaches here in South Florida. The things that you go outside to make sure that your kids have, and I understand now.
Yeah.
When you're dealing in the public school system, and this is why I say that, there's only certain things and certain funding that DFL has.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? That DFL has. So it what you do with less is so important to the kids of this community, understanding that you are, like you say, that integral part of them being successful. And I love it. You are a step above everyone else when it comes to making things happen with less, and you do more with it. It's almost like you take lemons and you make lemonade out of them. You don't figure out, when I got the lemonade, how am I going to cut it up? You just say, okay, I'm automatically making lemonade out of it. You don't go to cutting it and then figure out where the sugar going to come from. Mm-hmm. You automatically have that plan out. Because like I say, there's no one. I've seen coaches do it. They'll take probably two of their best on the road. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about taking that many kids.
That's a lot.
That's
the itinerary. I want to see the itinerary. I want to see the itinerary.
So you're talking about some kids that have never been out of Broward County.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Some of them have never been out of some of the, you know, and when you look at DFL, I'm going to call out some. You got Alwood Homes. It's one of the areas in DFL. You got the area over there where I live at. Some of these kids have never been out of that square area.
Yeah.
To see what's really out there.
What's out there,
until
right.
You take them on those trips. Have you ever had a kid that coach say, wow, coach, I've never seen this?
Yeah, believe it or not, it happens a lot, man. A lot of these kids, and that's one of the things I said when I got this job. I wanted to pour everything I had in these kids. Because growing up, Kelsey and I, we go way back. We're middle school guys. I had some great coaches that poured into me. And I always said, you know, what I want to do is I want to get a chance to give back. I mean, I'm the child of a waitress. My mom was a waitress 30 years. I remember playing at Kelsey at Parkway Middle. I was playing basketball. Coach said we had to get team shoes, and it was coming down to that day. Game was coming. And my mom, I kind of had to wait until she had good days to have tips to be able to go in and ask for things. We had more pressing issues, you know, lights, all of that thing. And I never forget one year, I was going to quit because I didn't have the shoes. I was the last guy. And like that night, my mom was working at Betty's Restaurant. And she came home, I think Betty's closed at 11:30. She came home at 12:15 and woke me up, said somebody gave a $100 tip. I could get the shoes in the morning before the game. And that kind of changed my perspective on how I saw things and how I viewed life in general.
Right.
That's what you call a blessing. We're live here on the Tony Sands Show. We're going to head to a commercial break, and we're getting closer and closer to the commitment. I'm not going to tell you who's going to commit first. I'm going to let you continue to tune in here.
I already know. I got the inside. I got the inside.
I'm not giving it up.
I got the inside.
We're going to do a commercial. Doug, take me to a commercial, and we're coming back here live. Buffalo Wild Wings on the Tony Sands Show. We're back here live at the Tony Sands Show, and we're getting ready for Brandon Dolis' commitment. We're going to find out what school he goes to. Kelsey's on his Facebook Live, and he is getting a lot of feeds from all over. Kelsey said right now on the radar on his Facebook feed, Oregon Ducks are taking over on this thing, man. And it must be some.
Where Tiger at? Let's get him on the line.
Oh, and Kelsey trying to get Tiger on the phone, trying to figure out what's going on. I don't know, Kelsey. I keep on telling you about that Florida State thing. You just don't want to listen to me, man. You
I need know, to get Willie Taggart on the phone. Willie Taggart on the phone.
We're getting ready for this hour. It's getting close. Everybody's been out here has been waiting. We've tipped the radar scales on these commitments. So let's get ready to get. We're going to bring his family on up. We're going to let him sit down there. And as this thing play out, we're going to get ready to find out where Brandon Dolis is going to spend his time. So let's get ready to get this thing rolling and be ready to find where these young men are going to. Yeah. Coach, here it is. Are you nervous? It's like, is it something nervous to you?
Believe it or not, there's a nervous feeling of excitement because, you know, these are like my guy. Like, you take a kid like Brandon, who was a basketball player. I had to try to convince him, you know, how football can change his life. And once he came in, he trusted me. I guess the relationships you build each individually with all the kids.
Correct.
So that gives you, you know, that nervous sending your son off to first day of school type jitters, per se. Yeah. I mean, these are my boys, you know, my puppies. So I want to make sure that I'm doing my part in my particular stage and phase of their life to make sure I'm getting them ready and maximizing them as young men. So it's a proud papa moment, per se.
Coach, let's get the young man up here so we can get ready to get his family around us, and we're going to get ready for Brandon Doyle's commit on where he's going. Let everybody hotbed them know we're getting ready to make this commitment. We're getting ready to rock and roll here.
We'll go. We'll get him going.
Show. Kelson, while Coach get everybody ready, let's get into, as we see some Florida guys that have also got was cleared. Trayvon Grimes was granted his eligibility by the NCAA.
Uh-huh.
They cleared, I guess they approved his waiver for him to play immediately, because you got to understand now, you know, there's some discrepancies when you get ready to transfer to another school. And then there's Trayvon and Jeffers. Van Jeffers also transferred. Both of these are receivers that transferred into the University of Florida, and both of them have been granted immediate clearance by the NCAA. When it comes to them being eligible. But Jeffers has to wait a little bit because now he transferred within conference.
Oh, okay.
So when you transfer within conference, that state takes a little bit
more. What, a few games?
More.
Is it a few games?
No. They're saying pretty much that he could possibly be ready to be eligible. It's just a matter of fact of how this thing is going to play out and where it's going to play out at.
Okay.
That's the only thing that we have. That we got to look at. He's been, like I said, they've been granted, so they had to put in a petition for this thing. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, Kelson, wait a minute. And we don't know. Listen, I ain't saying nothing. I know Kelson. Wait a minute.
Let me switch this on over there to her.
Well, one thing I can say about this household.
They got problems.
It is split.
They got problems, yeah.
From the central. We got the South, we don't know.
Check it out. We got the dad on the U side, and we got mom doing the gator chomp. This is crazy.
Hold on, Kelsey, wait.
This is crazy.
One thing I found out, and I know in this business, it's a little tougher when mom wearing one shirt and dad wearing another shirt.
That ain't.
You know, we tend to say, you know, hey, I'm just, if you notice, now he got on the U shirt, but it ain't colored in.
Yeah. Hey,
it ain't colored in. Come on behind us, guys. Let's get ready. As we get ready to do this here, put your headphones on. Let's get ready. Brandon Doyle is putting on his thing, and it is a pleasure to have you here on the show. First of all, it is a pleasure to have you make your commitment here on the Tony Sands Show. You got your mom behind you. Your mom is putting the gator cap on, and your dad is throwing up to you.
Yeah.
But there's only one of those has been represented in front of us.
Yes.
So, you know, dad kind of might be.
I don't know. Dad throwing up.
Just, as they say in this business, might be just lost.
Man, yeah.
We'll find out.
Dad may have a curveball in his back pocket.
Mom got her gator. You know, she came gator pride real good. And then I see a gator had it. Now, not to say that that's where this thing may fall, where he may fall, but he might take a 3-hour, 4-hour drive.
Yeah,
because you know, I don't see a UM head up there, so I don't know.
You know, mama make him feel good, so you know he know where his bread is buttered.
I don't know if he's dreading, you know, going south. But first of all, Brandon, let's get into this now. What went into your process of selecting you narrowed your schools down? How many schools did you narrow down to?
Well, I narrowed down to 4 schools, and these 4 schools are like the schools that really fit me and the way I play. And I want to bring to the team.
Okay, now you say fit you.
Yeah.
Let our audience know, for those that may not understand football, but just in this thing and listening.
Yeah.
You say fit you. What does that word fit mean?
Well, for me, what that word fit means, like, where I could go in and then I just flow with the defense as soon as I go in there and, like, I do my thing. And then it's like it was like all like last year. So that's pretty much it.
Now, you had an opportunity to go with Coach Glenn them on these trips. What was that like for you?
So that was a long trip, man. It was 2 weeks on the road, like 4 to 5 hour drives everywhere. And it was really, like, it was new to me because my first time on a trip like that. So I'm just like, I thank Coach Glenn for that because that was really, and all the coaching staff, because that was really a good experience for me.
Now, you say that was your first time on the road on a trip like that. What did that mean to you? And what was it like, you know, when I say mean to you, what was it like that Coach Glenn took time to make these trips and make it that you are on these trips? What was that? What was going through your head when he told you he's going to take you on a 2 week trip?
Right. It showed me that he really cared about me, and he really wants the best for me in my future and how I'm going to turn out to be when I get older.
So if a kid ever come up to you and say, hey, man, what Coach Glenn is like as a coach, what would be the first thing? What is one word? Now, I ain't going to give you a whole sentence. I'm going to give you one word. What would be the one word that you would say automatic out the box?
So describe Coach Glenn. One word.
One word. Now, you only get one. Don't go to add in two or three. One word.
I say tough.
Tough?
Tough. He's a tough coach. Like, but it's not like bad tough. It's tough love. Like,
tough love.
He's
going
to be tough on you just to be great. And he wants the best for you.
Okay, now you say you narrowed this thing down to four schools. You got a lot of people out here want to know where you're going to spend. Possibly, I always say possibly three, possibly four, possibly five. Yeah. But I know you're probably on that latter end of three.
Yeah.
What were the four schools? Now, what were the four schools that you narrowed your recruiting down to?
Well, the four schools were Clemson.
Okay, let me grab Clemson. Okay, who else?
Florida Gators.
I knew Florida. I should have.
You know, Mama had
a party that first. I should even figure that out. And
Virginia Tech.
Where V-Tech? Is V-Tech
right
over
there?
Here? Give me V-Tech. V-Tech is in the building. And what was it? It's four.
In Nebraska.
In Nebraska. What? Now, listen, I have some history with Nebraska. I do have a little bit of history. I used to play Nebraska when I was in the Big Eight. You know, I used to play them. That's when they was, you know, in the Big Eight. Yeah. Okay, now, what you like about Virginia Tech? I'm playing with people. What did you like about Virginia Tech?
I just came off a visit for Virginia Tech like Sunday, and what I like about it is like it's a family atmosphere. Like when I went there with my family, they really felt like it was a good school for me. Like they'll take care of me, really good care of me.
What about Georgia?
Florida. Oh, well, I went to Florida.
I'm sorry, Mama. I'm very sorry. What did you like about Florida?
When I went to Florida, I talked to some of the coaches and head coach, and he told me that they really want me on this field, and I'll make a big impact for them.
Ha! Clemson.
Clemson. That's all. That's all in right there. I like Clemson. I like Clemson because they have a great tradition of good D linemen going to the NFL draft.
Yeah, that they do.
And I'm trying to be like them, go to the NFL. So I think that's a good spot for me. So
what about Nebraska?
Nebraska.
I know Nebraska. I done went to Lincoln now. I done went to Lincoln, and I know what goes on in Lincoln. You ride by a lot of corn.
Corn, yeah.
A lot of corn. What was that visit like?
I went to Nebraska for their spring game, and then just the fans for a spring game, it was crazy. Like,
yeah, you listen. One thing I got to say is that you are not going to see – you're going to see crazy fans.
Yeah, they love Nebraska. Lincoln.
Yeah.
But listen, you done told us what you like about all four of these schools.
Yeah.
Let's stop playing around. Let's stop fooling people. Hey, listen. As I said, we're going to go ahead and put the ring on the finger of the woman we've been to get ready to marry, because it is a marriage.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and put the finger on that woman. Without further ado, Mama, wait a minute, hold on. I hope my Mama grabbed that purse. Listen, boy, you better make this the right decision.
Hey, I done seen mamas walk off of this. They don't walk off the platform.
I done seen them do
so
it.
Please.
So without further ado,
make the right decision.
Brandon Dorn, where do you see yourself spending your college time?
Well, for the next 3 to 4 years, I'll be spending my time at the University of.
Okay. Oh, what we got? Virginia Tech! We go all off the radar!
Wow.
Virginia Tech has won!
Wow!
Virginia Tech has decided that. Wait a minute,
congratulations!
as they used to call it, laid back in the day, Beamer ball. What made that so attractive to you that you wanted that to be the place that you decided to spend your years?
When I went on my visit, I sat down with Coach Fuente, the head coach.
Yes.
Coach Foster, the DC, and Coach Wiles, the D-line coach. What they said to me was, like, they really thought, like, I'll be the perfect fit for their defense and the way they treat their D-linemen. And so I feel like that would be the best place for me and how for me to be a better player and be a better man after 3 to 4 years.
Man, listen.
Awesome.
You enjoyed. I want you to beat up on Kelson him. He's a Florida State guy. You make sure you beat up on them real good. Now, you know, I do have some Hurricane ties. I want you to make sure when you come back here in that stadium that you take it easy on them. I want you to say, listen.
Wreak havoc on them. Wreak havoc on Miami.
Listen, it's been nice. It's been fun. As you see, Brandon Dolis has picked Virginia Tech.
Uh-oh, Dad.
Over Florida,
get you
Clemson,
another shirt.
And Nebraska. We're going to come back here on a quick commercial, and we're waiting on G-Mon's commitment. It is going to be exciting. We're live here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. We going in here.
Deerfield Beach, Florida. And this young man
big commitments,
just married.
Big decisions.
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
Wow.
He's a Hokie.
We're going to do a quick commercial break. Thank you. Here on the Tony Sands Show, this has been exciting. It is exciting. This young man will make Virginia Tech. No, he wants to.
I didn't see it coming.
I know. I didn't see it coming.
I didn't see it. Hey, when he unzipped and I saw that orange, I thought
that
was Clemson.
For a minute, when I saw it, I was kind of looking. I was trying to see if I see it. It's orange. I thought that get orange was there. But, mom, listen. One thing they said in Hollywood, well, mom and dad showed enough came with that Hollywood. They came with that persona. Dad's sitting over there with his UM throwing up the U's. Mama's sitting over here. And then I see mom pull all out her purse. And she pulls out this Virginia Tech bag that he had when he was on the visit. So they had a great time. Let me sit down. I want to talk with your mom. Mom, sit on down. And let's talk because I always believe in this business that we continue. We're going to go to a commercial break, but not right now. I got mom on. Mom, let's get into this now. And are you truly a Florida fan, or you just picked this shirt up on the way up?
I am a Florida fan.
Okay.
I wanted him to stay close to home.
Uh-huh.
But I also want him to make a pick that made him happy.
That made him happy.
I want him to be happy wherever he's at.
What is it going to be like? And I know when my wife, Maya, drove my son up to Kansas, dropped him off. What is it like knowing pretty soon you're going to have to drop your baby off?
It's hard.
Have you thought about that yet?
I've got teary-eyed over it. I mean, I've had sleepless nights already. Because, I mean, he's my baby. Big as he is, he's my
that's
baby.
Your baby. And have you guys already started looking at plane tickets?
We have, actually. We have.
Prior to this, man, you know, and I know you're probably glad that this part of it is over.
I am. Was because it gets confusing.
Correct.
You know, you got all these offers coming your way, you know, and it's like, all right, what is it going to be? What are you going to pick? And you're trying to narrow it
down
and try to see, okay, which would be the best fit for him, of course.
Correct.
The best climate,
correct.
You know. And I still wanted him somewhat close to home, not too far.
Too far.
You know, I could drive to Virginia.
At least you can drive if worse.
You can still send him a care basket. You can still smell a care basket, you know. He'll get the basket.
I mean, I knew I couldn't drive to Nebraska. So listen.
No laundry, though. You won't get your laundry done. No, she can't help you with the laundry.
I probably would.
Oh, you're old.
Mom says, listen. Mom's going, I'm quite sure there's going to be times that Dad can't make the trip. I'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
I got to make sure my baby is playing and I got to be there.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be an exciting time for
me.
Like I said, and you guys, I'm quite sure, have been so instrumental. What was, when you met Coach Glenn, what was it about Coach Glenn that stood out to you to where you say, you know what, I'm going to let you guide my baby when it comes to this in this process? What was it?
His passion and dedication. He is passionate about the young man that he's leading. And I love that in a coach.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's all in, you know, for his young men. And he wants to make sure that they have the best. And I just love that. I mean, from day one when he saw Brandon, and he was like, Mom, why didn't you give him to me since ninth grade? I'm like, Coach, I didn't know you. But had I known you, I would have.
I would have.
And I just think he was heaven sent. I have to say that. Heaven sent.
So if you was talking to any mom that was thinking about sending their kid to Deerfield, What would you tell him?
Definitely send him over to Buck's.
Definitely. Well taken
Buck
care of.
Pride. Buck Pride.
Buck Pride, as mom say, Buck Pride. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we're getting closer and closer to G-Mon's decision on where he will see that he's been in his next 3, 4, or 5 years live here on the Tony Sands Show, live from Buffalo Wild Wings. Listen, he's going to Virginia Tech. Coach, he chose Virginia Tech. And as Kelsey told you off the air, did you see that one coming?
I actually did. I know Scott Frost, we went out to the Nebraska spring game, man. 100,000 fans at a spring game, just that town, that atmosphere. That put a lot of pressure on. But Coach Fuentes and the defense line, Coach Wise, man, they did an amazing job recruiting him and really connecting with him and his family and really putting in front of him his opportunity and where he could come in and possibly. I mean, you got to work, you got to compete everywhere you go.
Correct.
But there was a great opportunity, there was a great need on the D line. And I think it just fit for him, really got me academically, socially, and just the people, some really good people, man.
Wow, man. And now, Coach, G-Mon is getting ready.
Yeah.
Here go another. What is it like knowing that you have had top rank is every year at DIV? What is that like for you? How has that helped you and also helped DIV?
Believe it or not, it's a testament to my coaches. Because a lot of times, some guys, they just get the best of the best kids around here.
Our coach, automatic. Yeah.
We get some guys. Like you take a Brandon Dulles. He's going to Virginia Tech now.
Correct.
2 years ago, he was a basketball player. Didn't have any interest in football.
So, now you say didn't have no interest. How did you convince him enough that football is probably going to be where he plays on Sunday versus where he'll play during the week? How did you convince him?
Well, I mean, no knock to Kenny Brown, but I'm the best recruiter in my school.
I'm going to say the same thing. No knock to Kenny. When it comes to getting kids in to a school, and like the mom said, just that genuine love that you had, that they knew that their child would be in the best hands. You have brung more. I'm going to tell you somebody, any coach that's been at Dealfield, and there's been a lot of good ones. You have brought more excitement to not only Dillville, but to this community. You make sure these boys get out in the community, understand community service. You have brought more excitement to Buck Pride than probably any coach that I have seen. Like I say, because you notice you're climbing on how many kids you're getting in school. Mm-hmm. And that's a credit to your heart, as the parent mom said. Is that you are a special individual, and it takes a special individual to run a school like Dilby. Because, like I said, you're not dealing all the time with the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
You take what you have and you make it work.
Yeah. It's a testament, really, like I said, to the people I have around me.
Correct.
I mean, with my coaching staff, I put them up against the best of them. Our administration is unbelievable. I mean, some of the things with the pennies and the coins we have to put together, I mean, we make $1 million, contributions to our community, to our kids.
Wow.
So we're taking those pennies as a team. I mean, administration, teachers, coaching staff, we're doing a really good job of working as a team. So, I mean, without them, and I know some guys, it'll be token to just say it, to be saying it, but I really mean it. When you're genuine, I think it attracts other genuine people.
It shows. It truly shows. It is already up as we are sitting. It's already up on the feed. Dillfield Beach defensive end Brandon Dulles commits to Virginia Tech. So it's already out there in the air. But, Coach, we have another one in your plate.
Yep. Big dog.
The big dog.
I remember
G-Mon.
having him as a puppy. He's a big dog now.
First of all, I got to ask, what went into – because when you say G-Mon, that sounds like you saying something like GT. And when you think about a GT, you think about a fast car. When you think about a Lamborghini, a G-Mon. I'm gonna get a chance to ask a family member, his mom possibly, what went into naming?
Well, he's got his godmom here tonight.
His godmom, yep. And we're gonna ask. This is what I say, and why I say that. Anybody that put their hand, it's just like we're saying. Anybody that put their hands on.
Yep.
That's mom.
You're right. You're right about that.
You don't got to raise them. Yep. I mean, you don't have to have them to have that title. Is that if you show that love to them and you raise them, You are mom to me, you know, and that's what I say, even like you as a coach, you are father figure to these guys. This is what we deal with, and this is how we're going to keep combating what we have in our community. People like yourself that makes the dream work. We're going to go through a 30-minute commercial break, and we're coming back. We're getting set up.
You're going to make it wait that long?
30 minutes?
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
I'm sorry.
Don't leave him out that long.
That's me. I'm so excited.
Don't leave him out that long.
Doug, take me through a 30-second
commercial
break.
Is that crazy in here, guys?
It's getting crazy. I'm getting excited. 30-second commercial break, and we're coming back here on the Tony Sands Show live on Buffalo Wild Wings.
Live.
All right, we ready? Back live here on the Tony Sands Show. We're waiting on G-Mon. He's arriving. He's sitting down, and we're going to get as many as people we can get around you, behind you. Come on, tell them, come on, get behind us. Let's get, tell them, come on, get behind us. Let's go. We're live here on the Tony Sands Show. We're back live at Buffalo Wild Wings. We're waiting for his family to tell them they can come on, get behind. Whoever's going to get behind us, tell them, come on. Come on, mom, get on. Come on in here. Come on in. You can stand right there on this side right there. G-Mon, listen, I don't even want to put a last name on you. I don't want to put no other name but G-Mon. That sounds like a, oh man, that's a stage, that's a show name. What I call a show name, that's a star name when you talk about G-Mon. You've already got your name. You know, sometimes when you go off and you play, like my real name is Max. A lot of people don't even know that. But the media gave me the name Tony because, and I'm glad they did, because Max didn't fit as a football name. You know, that's my dad's name and I love it to death, but it just didn't have that power to it. Your name has that power to it. What has it been like at Deerfield, man, to play there, to play up under Coach Glenn, to play with your guys? What has it been like there?
I mean, we grind. I've been grinding for my whole life for this. I've been grinding for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Coach Glenn and the whole coaching staff, that's a real coaching staff.
Yes.
Them some people you will never meet in your life. And the players that was there before me,
uh-huh.
They taught me like that. They led me the way to be where I'm at now. There's been some good people there. And Coach Glenn been real to me for the last 3.5 years and things like that, yo.
So you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I can see it in you. You excited? We have some of your family members back here behind you. Let me know who's behind us so that way the media know who we have behind us. And you just give me a couple names that we have here standing behind us.
I start from left to right. This is my little brother.
Okay. My little brother. He's getting big. I know Glenn Wade.
This is my grandma, my main lady.
What you call it?
My main lady.
Your main lady. That's your main lady. And we always say that about, our grandmothers. Because, see, our grandmothers raise everybody. They are the patriarchs of the family. They are the central department. I'm quite sure, has a great influence on you. Continue the name. Let's go.
This like my mom.
Okay.
Like, she's been here with me since I was like 8 years old.
Okay.
And she's been number real to me.
Okay.
Good. And this my girlfriend.
Okay.
Well, a lot of people don't know.
Oh, boy.
And this
oh,
right here.
Oh, boy. Wait a minute. Oh, boy. Listen, you good.
And this right here, this is like my father.
Okay.
And he's been here since forever.
From day one. Okay, now. I always say, we say the word like, we say, what make you put that word? Because you can't put mother on everybody. What make you say like my mom or like my father? What make you say that?
They was here when I didn't have nothing. Mm-hmm. And then they led me to be successful. They never gave up on me.
Okay.
Even when I got in a little trouble, way back in 2014, they still didn't lose hope in me. And they still was here around. And they still was here. They never gave up. And then I like that.
And as you hear it, he's brought his host and his family. You can see everybody is around us here live at Buffalo Wild Wings. But let's start breaking down your four schools that you had.
Let's break them down.
Because see this man next to you. He's very excited about something over there.
We're going to make a decision together.
Let's go from number four all the way. You know, what was your four schools? Put it that way.
I said my four schools is Florida.
Florida, bring it on over. Bring Florida on over.
Slide that one in.
Okay, go ahead.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Scott Frost is making his way down to South Florida.
Scott Frost saying something.
That's on both. Who we got now?
This is Oklahoma.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Oklahoma. Listen, I had opportunity to play against both of those schools. Oklahoma. Kelsey getting nervous. Oregon. Whoa. Oh, wait a minute. Kelsey. So we got Florida, Nebraska, and we got two hats that got an O on it, but we want to make sure that we separate what's O. We got Oklahoma, and we got Oregon.
Whoa.
Wow. Hey. This thing may play out.
What was it about
Florida that you like?
Florida, it's new coaching staff, Dan Mullen. He's been real, real good, nice to me, things like that. And then when he first got there, he's been hitting me up since.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why it's Gators.
What was it about Nebraska?
Nebraska, Scott Frost, he came from UCF, winning program.
Right.
I felt like he had the best interest in me as a player to come there and play.
What was it about Oklahoma, going to Norman?
Oklahoma, Norman is real different out there. I have a teammate out there already.
Okay.
And when I went out there, when I visited out there for the spring game, I felt love.
Yes, I know you did. What was it about Oregon that excited you so much?
I mean, Oregon, what a lot of people don't know here, this is my favorite school ever since I was a kid, running around on the streets.
And it made you, man, Oregon, that is a nice hat. That is a nice hat. But listen, now, we done played around because we got a cake here. We got somewhere to the right over here opening up a box. We got a nice, pretty cake. Listen, let's stop playing around with everybody else and find out who you want to spend or who you plan to put that ring on.
Wow.
No, don't take no offense, girlfriend. What school you plan to marry before you get married? What school you plan to put your ring on? Is it Oregon? Is it Oklahoma? Is it Nebraska? Is it Florida? Or is it somebody else? Ouch. Listen, if I was to sell my audience, I'm going to a commercial break, they'll kill me. But we're going to continue with this ride here. Where do you see yourself spending your college years at? What school?
I would like to say, first and foremost, I would like to thank God. I would like to thank everybody been here with me since I was younger.
Okay.
Rick Jacobs, the whole Pompano Chiefs Little League staff.
Right.
All these people you see to the right, to the left,
man.
And in the middle, it's like family to me.
Family to you. Okay.
And I want y'all to know that. I love everybody here.
Right.
And I feel like the best for me to take my talent to, I'll be committed to the University of Oregon.
Oh, Oregon!
I guess they was right.
And you had it.
That's what all the followers were saying. Oregon.
Oregon. We got Oregon hats everywhere. Let me put on one too then. I want to put on one too then. Oregon.
My God.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. It is some exciting thing. Listen, I know the people right now in Oregon is going crazy right now.
Wow.
They was killing Kelsey's Facebook feed saying who they want to go to.
Crazy. Everybody on the Facebook feed.
Okay. Oh, man, this is, I don't know, this had been real good. Now, let's get into it. What made Oregon so exciting to you that you decided that you would turn down Oklahoma, you would turn down Nebraska, won't look at Florida, and then you didn't even pick Kelsey's school, Florida State, which was good.
Leave it out.
What was it about Oregon that drew you to them?
University of Oregon, I've been liking them since I was very younger. I was much, much younger.
Uh-huh.
And then I never, ever got a chance to go there and visit and see how the school is. And then a few days ago, I had got a call saying I was going on a trip to University of Oregon.
Uh-huh.
I got there. It felt like home. Everybody might think, it's the uniform. No, it's not the uniform. It's not the fancy buildings. It's not all the Nike stuff they get. It's about the people who working inside the building. That's what I like the most about the University of Oregon.
And that's what I tell kids all the time. It is, like you said, all the fancy stuff, that's good.
Yeah.
But it is about the people, the genuineness of people that was at the Mario Cristobal is a Florida person.
Yeah.
And he understands what it means to helping young men such as himself, because he's a University of Miami guy. So he understands inner city concept. He did great at FIU, was integral at Alabama, as I always say, in helping Alabama. Now, he's at the University of Oregon, and he reaches down to South Florida. and picks Shemo. As I told you, listen, you people in Oregon, you already kind of designed some type of race car that fits the G-Mar. It's like the GT, because he is the GT of the Pac-10.
Going to be a household
he
name.
He will be the GT
gonna be a
of
household
the Pac-10.
Name in the Pac-10.
Man, now, what is it like? Have you ever talked? I'm quite sure you talked to your parents, and they're trying to figure out now how they take that trip to Oregon. Duck country.
Hey, that's another long trip.
Yeah, that's huge. Hey, they got me. Well, I have an Oregon hat on up in here, and I even go to the school, but I feel so much energy up in this building that I gotta put this hat on. Yeah, that's right. I got it on. Listen, man, it's been a heck of a ride for you, I'm quite sure. What went into you ever asked G-Mom? What did your mom or whoever named it, where did they get that title? What did they get that from? What made them come up with that?
I mean, my name was at first, a lot of people don't know, my name was Damon at first.
Damon.
And then when my grandma took me in, they changed it. They changed my whole name. So I guess you got to ask her what happened.
Let me speak to grandma. Come on, grandma. Come on down here. Because I want to ask you, because I was wondering what went into that name. And as you say, his name was totally different. Go ahead, have a seat right there, Mom. Have a seat. He gonna get up. He gonna stand behind you now. We're gonna have him standing behind you. We're gonna let you put those on. And we're gonna bring this here to here. Okay. Mom, as I said before we came on the air, I was trying to figure out what went into his name. Because it is a special name. When I'm just hearing it, there was something special that went into it. He said his name was something totally different. What made you decide? I want to change this.
His grandfather did.
Okay.
His grandfather gave him that name. He was a big boy, and he figured that name would carry him somewhere. So he named him.
And he's right. That name will carry him, and it will carry on. Certain names that just stands out in the business that we are in, to where it draws attention to you.
Okay.
And his grandfather realized that. So that means he saw something special in him going down the line.
He did.
He saw something special in him. What is it like raising? What was it like? Is it hard to feed him?
Oh, yes. He can still go.
I mean, what's now? How I know you're excited now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be excited when you have to drop him off?
I don't think so, because I'm going to miss him.
Yeah. He's taking a ride. He's still going far, but that's what they call them beautiful thing called planes.
I know.
And I'm quite sure you're gonna make sure that you are there visiting him and spending time with him.
Okay.
Listen, I thank your family for giving the Tony Sands Show the opportunity to enjoy this process with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank Dear Bill, I thank Coach Glenn because he makes these things happen, and I see a genuine caredness in it.
Yeah.
And I thank you. You are the patriarch to this family. You continue to
be a
vital part of his career. And guess what, y'all? We're going to get ready to have some Oregon duck cake.
We're going to
have some cake here on the Tony Sands Show. And we're going to make sure everybody here at Buffalo Wild Wings are excited. We've had a great time here in Deerfield Beach, Florida with the Deerfield Beach Bucks. Yeah. And every media outlet has joined us. Hotbed, Sun Sentinel, and everybody else that has joined us here on the Tony Sands Show. It's been a pleasure to us. We're signing off, and I'm going to let you close out my show.
Okay.
Go ahead. Close out my show.
Okay. All right.
Say something to my audience and close out the show.
Hello, everybody.
We said we're closing out here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Each and every Sunday, you
can catch us also on Scout on Facebook. Give it to him, Kelsey.
Hey, we closing it out here. BBSRadio.com doing the commitments here. Deerfield Beach Bucks definitely in the house representing two kids that have chosen their destinies. So now they're set on their paths to be successful
at
the next level. And now we bless them and send them on with just so much support from us.
Kelsey, I bet some people jumping.
It's going to be wonderful.
Listen, they're running around. I can imagine the organ right now. I know some people. I can't name their names. I ain't going to name their names.
Hey.
They're running around right now, and all is going great.
Yeah, they got a special.
Coach Mario Cristobal, you got a special.
Yeah, he got a special.
You got a special.
He dipped down into South Florida and got him one.
I don't know if I can say he dipped down because he's always in South Florida. He got his. Yeah. He got the grassroots.
And the Facebook and all the fans for Oregon, they knew something.
They knew something. They knew something. Yeah.
So they were all over the Facebook. So they knew something.
They knew it was going down. So we're closing out here at the Tony Sands Show live at Buffalo Wild Wings. You can catch us all the time on BBS Radio and the Tony Sands Show with my co-host Kelsey Dudley. It's been a pleasure.
Been a pleasure,
until
y'all.
Until you hear from us again next week, we're closing out here on the Tony Sands Show.